This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's really lovely to be having a chat with Emma Fogarty. Thank you so much, Emma, for taking the time to have a chat to me here on iRadio.
Thank you for having me.
Not at all. And I hear congratulations are in order because not too long ago you celebrated your birthday. So I'm sure you're delighted to be doing that for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. I can't believe I've turned 40. It seems not long ago that I was in primary school.
I know. We all feel the same way at times.
Yeah.
A lot of people might have seen some articles, I suppose with your connection to Colin Farrell and that he has decided that he's going to do the Dublin Marathon in aid of, I suppose, a charity that's very dear to your heart. Can you tell me a little bit about, I suppose, the condition that you have grown up with and maybe how it's shaped who you are today? Maybe a lot of people might not necessarily know a little bit about your backstory if you'd like to share it with us.
Absolutely. So I was born with EB, or epidermolysis bullosa, if you want to phrase the alphabet out loud. But it's also known as EB. It's also known as the butterfly condition because my skin is also like the wings of a butterfly. So if you were to grab me, or if I was walking down the street and if you bumped off me, my arm would tear, or whoever you hurt would tear, or severely blister at the slightest. So my skin is very fragile. So growing up, it was very difficult. My parents were told that when I was born, I wouldn't last a week, and I'd be better off if I didn't, basically. But I spent 3 months in hospital. My parents were adamant to take me home, even at the doctor's reluctancy. But they wanted to bring me home, and we just adapted to a life of EB.
My gosh, that is, it's amazing that we are talking about you celebrating your 40th birthday after being through so much. And I can only imagine on a daily basis what you have to be so mindful of and how you have to be taken care of and that kind of thing. Yeah. What inspired you yourself to actually start advocating for people with EB? I can imagine it's been very rewarding for you.
Absolutely, in every way. I started, I suppose, when I was 18, and that's when EB really hit me hard, and wounds were getting worse into the 20s, into the mid-20s, where I got cancer for the first time. And then into the 30s, I was made patient ambassador about when I was about 23, 24, and I think where I found who I was and who I was meant to be, because I lived life at that stage, we'll say, of 25 years, quarter of a decade. And I was like, I'm looking at a generation coming up behind me, and I don't want them to live the same life. And now I'm looking back, and I'm at 40, and I'm still the same mindset. I'm still very much, I've been through hell. I've had cancer twice. I've lost a leg. I was rushed to A&E last year with severe pneumonia and sepsis, and was told if you didn't come in within 48 hours, you wouldn't have made it. So I am extremely, I don't know if I would say lucky, but I do not want them to go through everything that I've gone through. And bear in mind, I've gone through all those things. But in the meantime, I've gone through infections, hospital admissions, iron infusions, blood infusions, operations, surgeries. Everything. I mean, you name it, I've done it. And it's been really rough. And I just don't want the next generation. I mean, the next age to me with my form of EB is 20. I don't want them to go through what I've gone through.
Absolutely. My gosh, Emma, even hearing you talk there, you're such a strong woman. And even, you know, being able to share that here on the radio and with other people who have EB is just amazing. How did you manage to first connect with Colin Farrell? And I can imagine the lovely support that he has given you and other people, you know, trying to advocate for EB must mean a lot to the community.
Oh, totally. I mean, everyone with EB is so grateful to Colin for what he has done. And it's funny, in every interview that I've done, everyone has said, how did you get to know Colin Farrell?
You're like, I know him for ages.
Yeah. It's funny, I do. I know him about 14 years, but only because he did a competition for Deborah Ireland where the mini marathon was really big at the time. Well, I suppose it is really big now. But he did a competition where the 6 women who raised the most money for Deborah Ireland will get to go for dinner with him.
Wow.
And That was done, and I went, and the CEO Jimmy also went, and me and Colin, we just got on really well. We had the crack, we had the banter, we had the, I can't believe it's just a banter, but we just had great crack. We really got on, and we just kept in touch. So I had his email address, and you know, I'd email 2 or 3 times a year, very casual. But I've always said I'm an open book. There's no point in not telling EB if you don't want to raise awareness. And that's what I want to do. I want to raise awareness for EB. And that's what I want to do. So I told him everything, and in time he grew to trust me, obviously, of course, being the celebrity that he is, obviously. So he told me about his home life, his work, his kids, everything. And we just grew really close. And now we talk to each other every second or third week. So no, we're very lucky. I'm very lucky to have him in my life and in Deborah Ireland's life, of course.
Ah, that's brilliant. And it just goes to show that, I mean, you know, we often say it, that even if you leave Ireland to go and work abroad on some of the biggest movies in the world, that it just goes to show he hasn't forgotten about the people that, you know, he connects with here at home. And obviously, you know, you're the best of friends, because it's amazing what he's doing. I know there's going to be a lot of young people listening. And I mean, not to take away about from EB or anything like that, but I think everybody goes through struggles, and you're showing me so much strength in everything that you have achieved in all of your 40 years on this earth. If there's anybody who might be facing their own challenges, maybe they've gotten some bad news of their own, or maybe there's a diagnosis that they're trying to get through themselves, or even some of the people that you are advocating for, have you got any advice or a message that you'd like to maybe share with them? Because obviously you've got so much strength, but like maybe some days you might have 100% strength, other days it might only be at 50% capacity. Absolutely. But for some reason, you keep going, and it's really admirable, Emma.
To be honest, I don't know how. And I do have those down days, and I allow myself to have those down days. You know, you're allowed to be down. But in order, I've said it 100 times, and my mom has said it to me 1,000,000 times, in order to get out of your head, you have to get out of your bed.
Yes.
And it's about getting out. And I have a wonderful PA from Centre for Independent Living. You might have heard of them. And she promotes independence, getting out and about, doing things, stay active. If you stay in your bed at all, you are just going to think, and you're going to think the worst things in the world. And trust me, I have done that. I have thought of the worst things, but you just have to. And again, my mom has said it 100 times, and I want to kill her half the time when she says it, but you have to stay positive. Or if you're determined enough, you can overcome any obstacle that's in your way.
Oh, that's amazing. And I mean, that is going to lift people up for sure. And you're so right. I love that. I love that saying, you know, to kind of get anywhere in life, you have to get up out of the bed first. And sometimes that isn't easy. Is there anything else that, you know, Deborah Ireland is promoting in the next little bit, or any upcoming projects that you're involved in, or that you'd like to spread a little bit of awareness for, having a chat to me here today?
Well, I suppose the biggest thing is the Run to 40. I mean, the link is deborah.ie/run to 40. And I suppose that is our main goal this year. I know we have some upcoming events, but to be honest, our main focus, I suppose, is on the Run to 40. I mean, we're hoping to raise 400,000, and that will do so much for families living with EB, not only in research, because yes, it is massive and we can find anything and hopefully a cure someday, but we really want to support the patients here and now living with EB and their families, because they're not having an easy, it's not an easy ride. So yeah, we're really hoping to raise as much funds as we can. So if you can go to that link and just donate, if it's a fiver or if it's €500, I always say every little helps.
Oh, you're so right. Emma, it's been such a pleasure having a chat to you. And there's always a space here on iRadio. If yourself or Deborah Ireland are doing anything in the future, you're more than welcome to come on for the chats, because it's great to talk to you. But listen, I hope you have a fab evening. We'll be watching we'll be watching out for Colin when he's running. And listen, it's been so lovely to talk to you.
Brilliant. And I might talk to you after the marathon as well. Give you an update.
Absolutely. You 100% can any time at all. Thanks, Emma.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.